When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for a 1-0 lead, team?
Oh, of course I'm ready for a 1-0 lead, Jones. Just like we drew it up. I mean, if Sox are going to win in two, they needed to take the first one. Kind of needed to.
Yeah, let me double check the math there. If they're going to win it in two.
What a thrill.
Got to make sure you take
win game that first one.
Win that first one.
It was a thrill, though.
It was
like,
awesome.
That's the right way to say it.
Last night, edge of your seat. They're down early. They take the lead.
They need a seat. I didn't even need a seat.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Why was I even sitting?
That's right.
They add to their lead. Crochet works the deepest he's ever worked into a game, or at least throws the most pitches he ever has. Cora goes to Chapman for four outs, which has been a big no-no. That was a roller coaster.
Woo!
Box. Players almost crashing into each other.
Oh, my God.
Yankees loading the bases, threatening to walk it off right in our faces.
Yep. A Yankee Stadium home run.
And the Reds, oh, right.
Yeah. Yankee home run.
Don't tell me that thing was a home run in 29 ballparks. I'm sorry. That's garbage, trash home run.
Not
last
America's
night.
Oldest park.
Now you're getting on board, Jones, with the Mickey Mouse ballpark?
It is Mickey Mouse.
In that case, yes.
Yes,
but, yeah, what a win.
And what an incredible win.
What a way to get that started.
And, Jones, this might be me getting old. Maybe I've changed a little bit. Maybe it's because I have kids now. But this is going to be really corny to say. But this is what it's all about. Like
this
watching
is
the game.
What it's all
I don't
about.
Know if anybody's ever coined it like that, but this is really what it's all about. You're watching that. Everybody obviously listening to this is a sports fan. If you're watching last night, you're a sports fan. But the game from start to finish was intense. There was so much on the line, and it was a comeback. And like every pitch mattered. You're down 1-0, and then you're chasing it the whole time. And as a Red Sox fan, you're like, is this lineup gonna be able to scrape together any runs at all? And then Max Fried is cooking. And then Aaron Boone, we said going in, Red Sox have the manager advantage. Boom, yeah. Big check mark, manager advantage. Max Fried comes out, Sox get into the bullpen. And then it's Nick Sogard and Masataka Yoshida coming up with big hits. Bregman gives you a little bit more. It's also a big decision that we can all debate. How long do you go with Crochet? What do you do with the bullpen? When do you bring in Chapman? Then Chapman loads the bases. Everyone's freaking out at this point. And then he gets out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam, and they win game one. Against your heated rival. Like, that's the best. Like, I don't know. Obviously, the outcome is what we wanted, but just the game itself was incredible. It was like an instant classic.
It was. And, you know, the Red Sox, as we told you yesterday, I mean, it was wild, actually, to talk to Keith McPherson from The Fan yesterday when his phone was working.
Yeah, and just I could hear some, like half of it.
Just hear him be like, well, I guess the Yankees are due against the Red Sox. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no. He's like, we are a little scared of the Red Sox, he said.
What planet are we on?
It's like, wow.
And then the Red Sox all time now in the playoffs are 13-12 against the Yankees. All time they have a winning record against the Yankees.
How do you like that?
And they've won 9 out of 10.
I know we haven't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's good.
So, I mean, I just, how that has flipped is incredible.
Yeah,
last night, Keith, the game was an instant classic.
Yep.
We were talking about this off the air. People are into it. The House of Blues.
Oh, was packed.
The Section 10 live show or whatever they were doing last night, Carrabba's and the whole crew. The crowd there, the atmosphere there was off the charts. I was watching those videos all night.
Even
before the Red Sox took the lead, I'm watching those videos. Then Yoshida puts him in front. Bregman gives him the cushion.
Yeah.
Chapman comes in and walks a tightrope against the same. Like, those videos were incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy, Hogg, who congrats to the Hogg man.
A rocket ship strapped to his back. We may never hear from Hogg again.
I'm in the DMs, Keith, but
okay,
I don't know.
Crickets. You're not going to hear from Hogg.
Hogg may be too big for us now, which good for Hogg.
After talking, Yoshida comes fresh off the bench and pitch slaps the Yankee.
Oh, that was just an Andrews Bush. That was just an appetizer for what was coming later on in the broadcast.
Yeah, no, that is true. But, no, congratulations to Hogg. What he needed was the Red Sox to make a playoff run, because without the playoff run, people are like, hey, you know, it's hard to keep up with all 162.
It makes a star out of a very, very deserving man.
Yeah. Last night, I would say the three stars would be Nick Sogard, Masataka Yoshida, and Hogdale.
You have Crochet on there.
Yeah, he's on there.
I was going to say, Crochet should be on there. That's a tough
audition. Well, also, I put on Twitter last night, I mean, we got to retire. He's no longer eligible for Haas of the Week.
Haas Hall of Fame. It was a great
Crochet's
idea.
Crochet's going to be the Haas of the Week every single week.
Do you think we induct a Hall of Famer at the Jones and Keefe Awards into the Haas Hall of Fame every year?
Obviously. I think that's a great idea.
I think that's what we do.
That's
All right, so at the Jones and Keefe Hall of Fame, we'll induct.
Yeah, Bear Crochet goes in there.
We'll induct a Haas into the
Hall
of Fame.
That was so good.
Unbelievable.
Holy mackerel.
Let's get to Crochet in a moment. You guys can jump in all day long. 617-779-7937. Lots to talk about. We got to this realization in the middle of the show yesterday, Keith, because it had been so long.
Yeah.
It's just fun to talk through playoff baseball.
It's the best.
And I think we, you know, credit to Alex Cora on the way he managed the game. I think we saw a lot of this playing out last night. We're like, get all your righties in there before we knew the lineup. Get your righties in there against Fried. A lot of them have good numbers against Fried. That didn't come to fruition.
Well, it's funny because as that game was going on, you're like, maybe Willie Abreu should have been in there. Maybe he can like run into a home run in that little rinky-dink park. But they didn't do it. They stuck with the righties. And some of those guys did come through.
But once they get into their bullpen, it's all righties. They have one lefty, and you can empty the lefties out. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, Cora stayed away from Whitlock. He bridged the gap right from Crochet to Chapman. There's a lot of interesting stuff to get into. Plus, your excitement. You just want to discuss the Red Sox one win away from advancing and beating the Yankees again. 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can subscribe to YouTube, watch there, and chat there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI.
Stat of the week nominee.
Okay.
I'm going to throw it at you. The Red Sox used more pinch hitters last night than they did pitchers.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, if you do that, and like you figure that's what it'll do. The Red Sox match up really well because the two best starters for the Yankees are their lefties. And you saw it last night, and Fried was great. But I'm just saying, so you put all your righties in, but then you have these lefty sticks that are ready to go. And so the second those guys come out, they only have the one lefty reliever. You see that guy too? Yeah, but he just looks like a Yankee.
Yeah.
Like a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
he looks more like a Yankee fan.
He looks like he was out behind the bullpen doing, you know,
whatever.
Those activities.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever the bleacher creatures are doing out there. Yeah.
Like, hey, can you pitch anything? He's like, who, me? Like, hey, get in here. He literally looks like he belongs in the stands with those guys. But he comes out. No, but Crochet was just so good. You only had to go to one reliever. But you knew as soon as Fried was out, I was like, all right, everybody that's a lefty that wasn't playing, like, get a bat and get going. And, you know, to Yoshida's credit, like, unbelievable. Like, a guy that we had been like, what's the point of even having him on the team? Like, what does he do?
Well, I didn't want him to start yesterday.
Hot as a pistol, though, at the end of the season.
But you wanted him in there against a righty reliever. Exactly, Keith, because he was hot down the stretch.
Yeah.
If people were paying attention, he was. Sticking with Crochet for a moment. Retired 17 straight after the joke, trash, garbage home run.
Yeah.
And he didn't start great last night either. He gave up hits to the first two guys. He had to work his way out of the jam in the first inning.
Super accurate, right? Like, the ball's kind of moving around on him.
And, yeah, the pitch count through the first three innings was pretty high. Then he settled in. So 17 straight batters.
Oof. That's like Pedro-esque.
I mean,
that is Pedro stuff.
No joke. If you look at where he ranks, I think the only player who's had more strikeouts in Red Sox postseason history in a game was Pedro, and I think it was 99.
You see who he was on the list with for most in a debut?
No.
Smokey Joe Wood.
That's it?
And one other old guy. And a guy older than Smokey Joe.
It was like Bill Dineen or something.
Old Haas.
They had a quick graphic up, and it was Bill Dineen or, you know, Wild Bill Dineen. It was something. It was like 1903 and like Smokey Joe Wood 1908, I think. And now Crochet, they all had like 11 strikeouts in their Red Sox postseason debut.
The only pitcher in Red Sox postseason history with more in a game was Pedro in 99.
Woo!
So 17 straight, he sets down. He wound up giving up a hit to Volpe. in the eighth. He then struck out Wells, who was crying about this pitch. It was such a clear strike, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
on his,
get out of here. Like, dude, you don't have a chance anyway.
On his, and he like threw his bat. He's yeah. the he's the catcher too. Like, you gotta go deal with that umpire.
He struck out twice that at bat.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did. They missed the call earlier in the at bat.
Yeah,
you're right.
Did,
which,
yeah.
whatever, that was borderline. I wasn't crying about that. Yeah. But this was such a clear strike. 100 miles an hour on his 117th pitch,
mm-hmm.
punches him out.
Fastest of the night.
Fastest of the night.
Yeah.
On his career high pitch.
Yeah.
117 pitches. That's the deepest anybody's worked into a game since Strasburg.
Guys, insane.
Uh-oh. 117 against St. Louis in 2019.
That shot by Brian. He found it. So this was before Crochet got to the 11 strikeouts, but it was Bill Dineen, good memory, and Smokey Joe Wood. Most strikeouts in a Red Sox postseason debut. So
11,
he ended up tying it.
11.
Yeah.
11.
Crazy.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So again, 117 pitches, the most any pitcher's thrown in a playoff game since Steven Strasburg, in St. Louis in 2019.
That should be fine.
Chapman comes in.
Yeah.
My God, was Chapman walking a tightrope. Abreu, Rafaela should have just caught the fly ball. Abreu almost trucked him,
mm-hmm.
almost took him
Dude,
out.
Dude, that was terrifying.
Like, it was Damian Jackson and Johnny Damon. They said this on the broadcast, when you could hear the horrible broadcast last night, could actually hear it.
The broadcast. The broadcast was so bad last night for so many reasons. And I mentioned something on Twitter, and people at first were responding to
the
commentary.
You said, is this ESPN's first game?
But it felt like they were literally missing pitch. They'd come back from commercial, and like the second baseman would have the ball throwing a guy out. And you're like, oh, I would have loved to have seen that pitch.
The audio didn't work.
Every single time the inning ended, it was like... Every single time, you're like, turn it down, like when the inning ended. And then, obviously, the commentators, you can take or leave it. A lot of people had problems with those guys. That's fine. But.
The one thing they said that made sense is, I don't think Abreu could hear Rafaela calling him off. And so they almost crash. Chapman comes out, 3 straight hits on 5 pitches in the ninth after the Red Sox get a RBI double from Bregman to give them some breathing room, which it felt like they needed. And then Chapman is able to punch out Stanton. Gets Chisholm to fly out, which that's another big second guess for Boone. We can get to that in a moment. Chisholm replaced Ahmed Rosario in the field. Rosario hit, and then Chisholm came in as a replacement. The only guy on the Yankees with good numbers off Chapman, I was looking this up in the game, was Rosario. And he took him out and replaced him with Chisholm. Rosario would have been up with the bases loaded, one out. He has great numbers against Chapman.
Yeah, no, Boone screwed it up.
So another huge second guess for him. But Chisholm flies out. The Yankees don't send, was it Goldschmidt from third, which they probably shouldn't have.
Goldschmidt doesn't move great anymore.
Abreu strong arm too.
Yeah.
And then Grisham punches out. So the Red Sox win 3-1. They're one win away from advancing to Toronto, which feels very winnable.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Here's Alex Cora, who had a monster night. I'll give it to him.
Yep.
Monster night.
He dialed it up.
Here's Alex Cora on Garrett Crochet after the game.
It started yesterday. We were joking around that... for some reason, our front office was in the bullpen checking something over there, and he was in the dugout with me, and I told him we should call the bullpen, and he's like, tomorrow you're going to make one call to the bullpen. I say, maybe two. He's like, no, one. He's going to be straight to Chappie. I'm like, okay, I'll take that, and that's how it worked out.
Okay.
Straight to Chappie.
We're going to go straight to Chappie. I do love that line in there, too, where he's like, I don't know why the front office was down. Like, what are they doing? Mixing it up with us base with us ball players down here.
Yeah,
us uniform personnel.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah, who knows?
But I said, I'm going to have to come get you. He's like, yeah, you're only going to have to make one pitch and change right to Chapman. That's all you're doing.
It was wild, even in real time, because you see Crochet dealing the way that he is. And also, I don't know how many times you're going to see a postseason game where both starters throw 100 pitches. In modern baseball, it doesn't happen. I think only one or two other starters in the whole game yesterday, it was like Scooble, Crochet, Freed.
Scooble must have hit 100, yeah.
That might have been it. Maybe one other guy. But, the easy thing, perhaps, would have been 7 innings for Crochet, Whitlock the 8th, Chapman the 9th. I'm glad, in real time, I'm glad that he kept with Crochet. I would have done the same thing. You just saw the Yankees take out Freed and then melt down. Now, I know the guys you're turning the game over to are better than the guys Aaron Boone can go to. So you would have been like, hey, listen, Whitlock and Chapman are unreal. But I would have gone with Crochet. He was so good. You mentioned all the numbers after the Volpe homer. He'd just been shutting everybody down. He'd been rolling. So definitely would have brought him out.
And
out
he threw
there.
I agree with you. And it's easy to say in retrospect, but I agree for two reasons. He threw 6 pitches in the 7th. 6.
Yeah.
So that kept the pitch count down. If he had a 15-20 pitch inning, you couldn't bring him back out for the 7th.
He was just too good. So I would have put him out there.
He had a 6 pitch inning, and it was, 6, 7, 8, 9, if you got that far in the order.
Right.
So it was the bottom of the order, more lefties. Lou made this point today, and I agreed with this in real time. You bring in a righty like Whitlock in the 8th, they're going to get Ben Rice in the game. They're going to get Chisholm into the game, which eventually they did anyways. But yeah, I thought sticking with Crochet there was the right call. And, yeah, give Cora credit for that.
So here's where – now, it worked out for him, and credit does go to Cora. Here's one thing in the real time I think I would have done differently. I think I might have put Whitlock in for the last out of the 8th and given Chapman a clean 9th. I think that's probably –
that was Caballero. That's a righty.
Yeah.
They probably would have pinch hit for him.
Yeah, but I think I still would have just been like, Whitlock has been really good in the 8th. Chapman's been really good in the 9th. Chapman is not a guy – that goes a lot of extra innings. This isn't like Keith Foulke in 04 where he's throwing like 6 outs all the time.
I think the only time he did it or tried to do it was in Philly earlier this year, and he blew it.
So that's why I was like, that also added.
Meaning tried to get more than 3 outs. I think that's the only time they tried to do it this year.
But that added to the tension of that inning as well as the 9th. Because you're like, all right, this isn't a clean inning for him. And then things were getting away from him a little bit. You're like, okay, 3 straight singles. You're like, oh my God, like maybe you shouldn't have brought him in. So that's the one nitpick that I would, or one thing I would have done differently is I probably would have just had Whitlock get an out. But I mean, it worked out for him, and now you have a well-rested Whitlock for tonight.
Well, there's definitely, I mean, you have the whole bullpen outside of Chapman
is
well-rested for tonight. You also have Crochet after the game. This is a good exchange.
Yep.
Asked about his workload and that comment that Cora just relayed where, hey, you're just going to give the ball straight to Chapman when you get me out of the game. Here's Crochet's response to that.
Just being arrogant, to be honest. I didn't actually expect that to be the case, but, when he sent me back out there, I was determined to leave it that way.
Do you ever wish you were one of these old-time throwback pitchers in another era and you could throw 130 pitch complete games every 5 days?
I don't know if it's sustainable with my velocity. I'm not sure how hard they were throwing back then, but I like to think that I'm prepared to do that even in today's game.
I love that answer.
Smokey Joe Wood did throw at 72 miles an hour.
I love that answer. Yeah. He's like, well, yeah, I'd like to throw 130 pitches, but I'm not some junk baller from the 30s. I'm throwing 100 miles an hour on my 117th pitch, you clown.
What a stupid question. You just had the game of your life. Don't you wish you played 50 years ago? No, dude, I'm doing pretty great right now. Actually, I'm riding a high right now. I'm pretty satisfied with how things are going. Thank you very much.
It was one of the best pitching performances, recent vintage, and God knows how
long. Yeah, but don't you wish you were, like, older and were, like, allowed to throw, like, 140 pitches? That you wish that, right? No?
Yeah.
I just threw 117 and ended on a 100-mile-an-hour heater.
Like Andy Pettit throwing 85? You Yankee beat writer bum?
Yeah, the guys that made $20 a game and had to fight in 2 wars? Or me, who just signed a $200 million contract? No, I think I'm good here.
Awesome. So that's why you get Crochet, not the comment. But the way he went out and just shoved last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you got him. He was worth every penny on the extension. He's worth any prospect you ever gave up. It's why you trade for those guys.
It's an advantage you have over every team outside of maybe Detroit.
Yep.
Right? Because, Skeens isn't in the playoffs. If you look at all the pitchers across baseball right now, you're like, Scooble gives them a great chance every single night, not only to win, but to rest the bullpen. Same thing with Crochet. And both those guys, credit to them, going on the road
in doing that, right? Scooble goes into Cleveland, shuts down a division rival. Crochet goes into New York, night game, shuts down the Yankees. Like, you couldn't ask for any more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.